Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
We're going to finish tonight where we started, the jailing today of the former Fianna Fáil junior minister and senator Ivor Callaly. He's beginning a 5-month prison sentence this evening for mobile phone expenses fraud. Our reporter Brian Lally went to his former political base in Clontarf in North Dublin to gauge reaction to the jail sentence.
I suppose they should be kept accountable for what they do. That goes for everybody, for me and for whoever they are.
Everybody should be treated equally, and I suppose it sends a message to a lot of other people who might be trying to defraud.
Well, I think it's a huge change in how our society looks at that sort of crime. I'm very sorry for him personally, but I think it puts down a marker that sort of crime is just not acceptable, and there needs to be a bit of transparency around particularly expenses that politicians and others, in fact, it goes way beyond just politicians.
Do you think it's possibly the first sign that the playing field is levelling out a bit, that the high and the mighty are going to be treated the same as the ordinary man in the street?
I think it is the beginnings of it, but I think we have a long way to go because society is not equally balanced. And until society is equally balanced, particularly in terms of salaries, we're not going to get that because people are obviously going to be trying to, the whole time, create more wealth for themselves, and how they do it is simply not relevant to them. And I think because accountancy rules are so, I suppose, flexible, I think that's part and parcel of the problem.
To my opinion, he fully deserves 5 months in prison for what he has done. Those expenses could be very important and very much better used in the care of, we'll say, for example, the mentally ill people suffering from mental health problems, where expenses are being cut all the time. That €4,000 could be a year's travel for somebody looking after somebody with a mental illness.
I hope it sends out a proper signal to all the people in public life that they should be responsible for their actions. Let's hope so, but we've seen these before, and what has happened since?
I think they're being too hard on them. I think they're out to get them. That's my personal opinion. Yes, I do. People have done worse, and politicians have done worse. Give them a break. He's done fantastic work without anybody seeing him, you know what I mean? I've seen him out in the prom and doing things, you know, so I would give him credit for that. And everybody makes mistakes. He made a mistake, you know, but give him a break, move on.
He deserves it. I've no sympathy for him at all. And I believe any politician doing what he did should also serve time in jail, because they're no different to any other citizen in this state. Why would they think they're any different to the rest of us? They're politicians. We're all the same. We all should be treated the same. It's extremely unfair what goes on in this country at times.
It doesn't really matter to me because I only work here. He's not in my constituency like that. But I'm glad that some justice was, or not justice, that at least he got something. It shows to the Irish public that he's got something now, or that they can actually put him to jail for something like that. So it doesn't affect me personally because I'm not a local constituency, but I'm glad it shows, we say, other people, in politicians or bankers, that they can be accountable.
They'll have to behave themselves a bit.
They have to, yes, exactly.
Some mixed views there, as told to Brian Lally by people in Ivor Callaly's former political stronghold of Clontarf in North Dublin. Well, Harry McGee from the Irish Times is on the line now. Harry, you've written a great profile of Ivor Callaly for your paper. You say that he was always an anomaly in the world of politics. What do you mean?
Well, I think he's one of those politicians who arrived when Fianna Fáil were doing particularly well, and for whom all the old ideals of Fianna Fáil meant little. I think essentially he was a politician whose main aim was self-betterment rather than the betterment of others. I think there were plenty of examples of that, particularly in the latter years, since 2007 when he lost his Doyle seat. When you go back to 2005, when he was a junior minister, I mean, he got into controversy, first of all, for putting posters of himself everywhere. His Christmas cards became famous, and it was all a lot of what he was doing was driven by an almost vanity, a kind of a very grandiose self image. And there was also the idea of wealth, this kind of image of wealth that he perpetuated, the big house, the sports boat, the big Range Rover car, the pinstripe suit. So this kind of Berlusconi-like image that he wanted to portray. But it all became undone for him in the end, Audrey.
But he had his own hair, of course, we should point out.
He certainly had.
Yes. You say, too, that he never gave a sense of having a point of view or even a set of values.
No, he got into trouble in relation to some of the comments he made about immigrants, but when you, and taxi drivers was another cause. There were kind of strange causes and strange statements that he made. He was a very, in fairness to him, he was a very hard and assiduous constituency worker, and he was very visible. He had this caravan that he towed around the constituency that gave him high visibility, and he did. He was a very hard worker, but you never sensed that he had any real values, that he stood for something or stood for anything really other than for self-aggrandizement. And that's not a very fair, it's a harsh assessment to make, but that's where the evidence points. And in the latter years, he seems to have become particularly obsessed with money. He fiddled his expenses essentially in relation to the phone. There was the whole escapade where he was claiming expenses from West Cork for travelling to and from the Oireachtas. He was claiming that his holiday home in West Cork was his primary place of residence. And that really, I mean, reflected not only badly on him, but it reflected badly on his colleagues in the Oireachtas. So I think he was an anomaly. I don't think he was representative of the body politic. I think other politicians would balk at some of the things that Ivor Connolly had done.
And moving right up then to his resignation in December 05, I mean, as you say, it was comical for anyone who remembers that.
It was, because he Bertie Ahern couldn't find him to sack him, and he went AWOL for about 2 days, and then he suddenly appeared on the Pat Kenny radio show on the morning of the budget, and it was Brian Kahn's first or second budget, and he was completely and utterly eclipsed by an extraordinary and rambling interview that Ivor Callaly gave on Pat Kenny. You had Ivor Callaly on Pat Kenny for half an hour, and Brian Kahn patiently waiting to give his interview with the Today programme in RTE after the budget. So he managed to not only to resign, but he also contrived to steal Brian Kahn's thunder when presenting either his first or his second budget back in 2005.
So his career had long ground to a halt long before today's conviction and sentencing.
Yeah, I think his resignation as a junior minister in 2005 was the beginning of a slippery slope. He failed to retain the seat in 2007 when Fianna Fáil did particularly well in that general election, and then he went to the Shannon. He went for a campaign, he didn't get the seat, and then Bertie Ahern nominated him as one of his nominees. But I think after 2007 he seems to have lost his appetite for the fray, and he certainly did give the impression of being on the way out after 2007.
Harry, thanks very much indeed. Harry McGee of the Irish Times.